Fighting in the West Bank killed at least 25 Palestinians today, and Israeli tank shells and rockets killed the Hamas member that Israel says masterminded the deadly Passover suicide bombing in Netanya. In Nablus, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade says one of its leaders was killed when a bomb he was wearing went off prematurely. Israeli tanks did not renew their incursion into the West Bank town of Hebron today, but at least one rocket slammed into an intersection there. Witnesses say the apparent target was a wanted Palestinian man who escaped, but the strike destroyed a car and wounded 8 bystanders, including critical burn injuries to an 11-year-old boy. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Hebron.
A number of people in Hebron were expecting a second day of tanks rolling through their streets and a continuation of a strict curfew in the downtown area. That's where the Jewish settlement inside Hebron is located, and thousands of Palestinians are regularly confined to their homes, leaving about 500 Israelis free to walk the streets. But the military stayed on the outskirts today as the army pursued what Israel likes to call a more pinpoint policy, targeting wanted suspects for assassination. Islamic Jihad, one of the most extreme Palestinian factions, said today's intended target was one of their members. The helicopters appeared in the bright blue skies in the afternoon. Two of them released flares, which dropped harmlessly to earth. But not all the gunships carried such benign cargo. An ambulance struggles to get through an intersection where at least one rocket hit just moments before, leaving one car a crumpled blackened shell and another with blood dripping down the driver's door. One eyewitness says it was a failed assassination attempt. I was here when the rocket hit, he says. There was a man, one of the Palestinians wanted by Israel, who stopped at the intersection. He saw the helicopters overhead and jumped out of the car and ran away before it was hit. Another man, Bilal Haimoni, says he drove by just after the attack. I saw the car in flames, he says, and a young boy was on fire too. His father and me carried the boy into my car and we raced to the hospital, with the father still trying to put out the flames. At the hospital, the father, Amin Schreyer, sits with heavy bandages on his hands from trying to extinguish the fire. 11-year-old Mohammed Schreyer lies in the intensive care unit, breathing rapidly through a tube, his charred skin flaking off his body. The doctor says Mohammed has second and third degree burns on 90% of his body. As the doctor turns back to his patient, he mutters, out of earshot of the family, that it's a hopeless case. It was the second miss for the Israeli army in 2 days. Yesterday, an undercover unit failed in its effort to take a wanted Palestinian man, and one of the Israeli soldiers was shot and killed in the raid. The army had no immediate comment on today's Hebron strike. In general, Israeli officials defend the assassination policy as a legitimate means of preventing terrorists from killing more Israelis. Critics call them illegal assassinations that quite probably cause more retaliatory violence than they prevent. In the town of Tubas, near Jenin, Israeli helicopters and tanks shelled a house, killing 6 Palestinians. Witnesses said one was a Hamas military member Israel blames for the deadly suicide bombing that killed 26 people celebrating Passover in Netanya last week. Another Palestinian victim in Tubas was a 14-year-old girl, witnesses said. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade says Nasser Awais died when a bomb went off before he intended it to in the West Bank city of Nablus. The Israeli army is intensifying its activities now that President Bush's speech and the arrival of Secretary of State Colin Powell next week have raised renewed hopes of a ceasefire. Brigadier General Ron Kitry told Israel Radio that several more days are needed to carry out the current phase of the operation. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Hebron.